Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus had crossed again in the boat on the other side, a large crowd gathered around him, and he stayed close to the sea. One of the synagogue officials named Jairus came forward. Seeing him, he fell at his feet and pleaded earnestly with him, saying, "My daughter is at the point of death. Please come lay your hands on her that she may get well and live." He went off with him, and a large crowd followed him and pressed upon him. There was a woman afflicted with hemorrhages for 12 years. She had suffered greatly at the hands of many doctors and had spent all that she had. Yet she was not helped, but only grew worse. She had heard about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak. She said, "If I but touch his clothes, I shall be cured." Immediately her flow dried up. She felt in her body that she was healed at her affliction. Jesus, aware at once that power had gone out from him, turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who has touched my clothes?" But his disciples said to Jesus, "You see how the crowd is pressing upon you, and yet you ask, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked around to see who had done it. The woman, realizing what had happened to her, approached in fear and trembling. She fell down before Jesus and told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has saved you. Go in peace and be cured of your affliction." While he was still speaking, people from the synagogue's official's house arrived and said, "Your daughter has died. Why trouble the teacher any longer?" Disregarding the message that was reported, Jesus said to the synagogue official, "Do not be afraid, just have faith." He did not allow anyone to accompany him inside except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they had arrived at the house of the synagogue official, he caught sight of the commotion, people weeping and wailing loudly. So he went in and said to them, "Why this commotion and weeping? The child is not dead, but asleep." And they ridiculed him. Then he put them all out. He took along the child's father and mother and those who were with him and entered the room where the child was. He took the child by the hand and said to her, "Talitha cum," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, arise." The girl, a child of 12, arose immediately and walked around. At that, they were utterly astounded. He gave strict orders that no one should know this and said that she should be given something to eat. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Before I start my homily about today's gospel, I would like to let you know, maybe you know, maybe not, that yesterday here in this parish, in this mission, we had a big celebration of 6 weddings that we celebrated together with Bishop Esteves presiding, and 6 couples, they received the sacrament of marriage. They gave to each other, actually, this sacrament of marriage to each other. I mention this because it is very unique to have a wedding where we have 6 brides and 6 grooms. Usually the bride, she wants to be alone and only she to wear this nice dress, and that the eyes of every person present are on her and not on anybody else. This time we had this big celebration of six brides and six grooms. It is also because now, finally, we are in this time of summer when we can receive a visit of someone who is our friend or family member, or maybe we can go to visit our family members and friends. There is a little bit more time, especially in the case of kids and young people, when they can travel and they can a little bit rest. But also, we need to remember about the other side of our life that, of course, is death. And I know that maybe this is not the best gospel for today's, for this time of summer, but at the end, it is a good end that is in this gospel and with this Jesus miracles. We have today in the gospel these two miracles. First, of this 12 years old girl who died and Jesus restored her life. And also the woman who suffered for 12 years and Jesus gave her health back. Of course, not every time, not all the time, we are so fortunate and happy that we can experience Jesus' miracle. Last week, a priest friend of mine, he told me about a funeral of 18 years old girl who died in car accident. I think that few things are more difficult than the funeral of a child, because beyond praying, we can't find good words. In today's gospel, Jesus showed his power. We can ask, why does God allow such suffering? And we can respond to that question in very many different ways. But one of the ways to respond to that question, and having in mind today's gospel, is that they would come to Jesus. To know Jesus is the greatest good that our Father can offer us. We still have in mind this woman that she suffered for 12 years. It would be probably worth 12 years of suffering, or maybe even more, to have enough faith to come to Jesus and to touch his cloak. And for the synagogue official, his terrible anguish vanished when he heard these words, "Talitha kum, little girl, I say to you, arise." George MacDonald, the Scottish writer, asked why God allows suffering. And he responded to himself in this way. As cold as everything looks in winter, the sun has not forsaken us. He has only drawn away for a little, for good reason, one of which is that we may learn that we cannot do without him. Probably most of us, we can identify with that quote. Even when Jesus seems distant, he has not forsaken us. He is with us. He will return. It is easy for us humans to believe in tragedy. It is much harder for us to believe in good news. Once I saw a video about a 4-year-old girl watching Snow White with her mother. And when the princess dies, the child started to cry. Her mother also started to cry. And they cried even when the prince arrived to bestow the kiss. Jesus is like this prince. He has already come and has put an end to death. In our reading, first reading from the Book of Wisdom, says that God did not make death. The argument is that God created the world good. Everything what we have is good. But sometimes we, because we are free, we make something wrong. We can, for example, take an example of grapes. We like grapes, and probably even more, we like the wine. We know that the wine itself is good, but sometimes human excess can turn wine in something destructive and ugly. But still, the wine itself is good. According to many, human excess may destroy the entire planet. I don't know if the theories are true, but I know this. God made the world good, and part of his creation is our human freedom. Unfortunately, many times we use this freedom in a bad way. There is only one who can set all things right. Only one who can reverse that. The one who says in today's Gospel, Talitha kum, that is, little girl, I say to you, arise. The one, Jesus Christ, who said, do not be afraid, just have faith. Amen.